This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, guys, all in favor to help Miranda get revenge on her boyfriend Josh, say aye.
Aye!
Good morning, Miranda.
Good morning.
How are we?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, let's see. Anish, how are you?
I'm doing good. Carla, how are you?
I'm doing fabulous.
I got revenge on the mind. I want.
Oh, wow.
I'm here for you, Miranda. How are we going to get back at your boyfriend, and why?
Well, he embarrassed my best friend at a party the other night. I mean, it was really horrible. We went to this huge house party. It was massive.
Okay.
It was in Tempe, and you know how crazy those can get.
Oh, yeah.
So we're all playing beer pong with my best friend, me, my boyfriend Josh, and my best friend Sammy. And all of a sudden, during the game, he knocks over one of the cups with a ping pong ball, and it spills all over Sammy's lap. And immediately, he gets up and he starts yelling, "Sammy Peter Pan!"
No, he did not.
Sorry, that's kind of funny.
Like he did.
Well, did Sammy pee her pants, or it was really the beer?
It was the beer.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
My
you never
God.
Know. You know what Tempe is.
Oh, Tempe is wild.
Yeah, it is.
Tempe her pants.
He was laughing hysterically, and everyone around heard, "Sammy Peter Pan, haha," and, you know, obviously, she didn't, and we all knew that, but she's really shy and kind of quiet, and she was just so embarrassed that she ran to the bathroom right away and then called an Uber and left.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so awful.
Sensitive Sammy. Take it easy.
Joey, everybody was pointing and laughing at this poor girl.
And you know what? Sometimes drunk people pee, and she must have been genuinely embarrassed.
Right, because that's not what she did, right? Just one more time, can you confirm that for us, Miranda?
She definitely did not pee her pants.
Okay.
It was definitely the beer.
Have she peed her pants before?
No, not that I know of.
Not that you
and
know.
That's not even the point. It's the fact that everybody was, like, pointing
well,
at her and laughing
I'm just
at-
thinking maybe she's done it before and people assume that she did it again.
What does that have to do with anything?
Now, listen, is it that bad, Miranda, that we want to embarrass your boyfriend back on the radio?
It is.
All right, perfect. Then let's do it.
Oh, my God. Well, honestly, yes, because payback is deserved here. Even though this happened to your best friend, honey, this still kind of affects you directly, right?
Yeah. Yeah, she's upset, you know?
Miranda, you've never, you know, accidentally...
Wow.
You know where I'm going with this, Miranda. Don't play dumb with me, woman.
No, not that I remember.
All right, Carla, a.k.a. Vot Carla, who drinks on the frequent.
Oh,
you've never accidentally gone to the bathroom yourself?
When I was 3.
Okay, that does not count. Anish.
Don't go away.
Okay,
go away,
well, Anish away. Has. Okay, so it happens.
It only happened one time, and I was just a second too early.
Okay, so what we're going to do is put 337 seconds on our show clock for you, Miranda, to coax your boyfriend into baby talking to you live on the radio, okay?
Okay.
Here's a question. Do you and your boyfriend ever baby talk in your relationship, so this will be easy, or?
Not like baby talk, kind of. Yeah, he has a sweet voice he uses, but I'm sure I can coax him into it.
Oh, you can talk him into it. You going to talk sexy to him, Miranda?
Mm-hmm.
You are?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right, let's give him a little taste of this sexiness. Let's hear it.
Oh, I can't do it right now. Hold on.
Oh, yes. Hold on. Go ahead. Compose yourself. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Hey, babe.
Oh, you got me. Hold on.
Oh. Okay.
What do you want, baby? What do you want me to do to you? All right, well, if you don't mind, we're going to eavesdrop in your conversation, okay?
Okay.
Okay, let's embarrass Josh on the radio up next with a cupcake call. Hold on, we need a number from you, okay, Miranda?
All right.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You are my honey bun, sugar plum, humpy, yummy, umpkin. You are my sweetie pie.
Oh, you want to do that cupcake call? Do you? Oh, do you?
Okay, so we're back with a cupcake call. We spoke to Miranda moments ago, letting us know her boyfriend embarrassed one of her good friends at a party. I guess they're playing some beer pong and spilled on her friend Sammy in the lap area. Your boyfriend, Miranda, decided to kind of start screaming out Sammy Peter Pants.
Yes, he did.
And we all didn't know how sensitive your girl Sammy was.
Hey, it's not about being sensitive. Anybody would be hurt or just embarrassed.
Yeah.
The whole party was pointing at her.
She's sensitive.
It's not...
She just didn't like the spotlight.
Not on her, you know.
Okay, true. Okay, true. You're right.
337 seconds on the show clock for you, Miranda. You up for it?
Yep, I am. Definitely.
You got those seconds to coax your boyfriend into baby talking to you live on the radio. Around here, we call it a cupcake call. Let's embarrass him back, okay?
You got it.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, baby. It's me.
Hey, babe. What's going on?
How's it going?
Good. I don't have a whole lot of time to talk, though. I'm like just now pulling into work. I gotta go.
All right. Well, Casey, hold on 1 second. I'm really frustrated. I'm really upset. You know how my coworker is supposed to cover my shift because my mom's in town?
Yeah.
She just texted me and she can't now.
She said she can't?
She can't. No. Do you think you could just do me a favor and just help me feel better? I mean, I'm really having a bad day and I just feel so crappy and. You know, I have to go to work later, and you have to pick me up.
Miranda, I gotta go.
Please,
I'm,
babe.
Like, right at...
Please, I just want to hear you talk to me tonight. No, you know what I mean? You know that voice you use when you talk to me?
You want me to do that, like, now? Like, I'm literally just about to walk into work.
Just a minute or two. Please. I need this.
All right. All right, baby. You know it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay, baby. I'm so sorry you're having a bad day. I love you so much. You want me to make you feel better tonight? I can rub your toesies and I can do a silly dance. You want me to be your little silly funny clown tonight?
Is she a dog? What the hell?
I know, right?
Look at me.
Josh?
Hello?
Hey, this is The Morning Mess on Live 101.5. We have to let you know you're live on the radio.
I'm what?
You're live on the radio. Who's a good Josh?
Oh, my God.
Who's a good Josh?
Miranda, what's up?
Miranda. I'm in my feels. I'm not comfortable with this, Miranda. Josh, you've been cupcake called.
That's not cool. That's
not cool. You know what's not cool? You talk to your girlfriend like a dog. What the hell is going on?
For real.
Miranda, is that attractive?
No. I think that's the most embarrassing.
Tickle your belly, Josh.
No, I'm just trying to make her, you know.
What a Scooby snack.
Oh, my God.
Josh.
This is for embarrassing my bestie Sammy the other night. This is what you get.
Okay, that wasn't a big deal.
Oh, it's a good time.
Oh, my God.
Who you?
Oh, peanut butter.
Oh.
That doesn't sound
exactly what I did.
All right. I really got to get to work. Mm-hmm. All right, okay.
Go get the ball.
Oh, my God.
Go get the ball. Go bring back the ball.
Yeah, you made your joke. You made your point.
Go get the ball.
No, I gotta go.
Oh, he really hung up?
Oh, did he?
Oh!
He has to go because he doesn't want to make his butt mad.
Cupcake calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with The Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.